Well, I'm here with Chris Kubik, the Director of Public Programming at Language Removal Services, which some listeners may be familiar with from my competition. Welcome to London, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
For those who are less familiar than myself with Language Removal Services, maybe you could tell us a bit about what Language Removal Services is.
Well, Language Removal Services, we're based in Hollywood, and we are the world's leader in language removal services for language removal applications, which you might ask, what are they? And that's a long and complicated answer, which we can get into over the course of this interview if you like. But Language Removal Services was founded by Douglas Flyshute in the mid-60s in Hollywood.
So it was founded by Douglas Flyshute. So
Douglas Flyshute.
I thought that was a pseudonym. I thought it was pronounced Flyshut, and I thought it was sort of a...
I guess Wynne, you don't have that problem as much, but...
Well, I get John Wayne quite a lot.
John Wayne, yeah.
Actually, regularly.
So. Boy. Douglas Flyshute, the man, the myth,
the legend.
He actually a very well-known dialogue editor in his day, made a lot of friends and a lot of enemies in the old Hollywood, and basically got out before it turned sour 20 or so years ago.
So the recordings on Language Removal Services Sampler version 2, which I've been using extensively, was he involved in the recording of many of these people's voices, or did he collect them from other sources, or where did they come from?
The sampler is a selection from the archive, which is the Raymond Chronic Static Language Library, which was begun by Raymond Chronic many years ago and continued by Douglas Flyshute and then by myself in Hollywood. Basically, Raymond Chronic was a researcher and businessman. Essentially, he was a businessman who funded his interest in linguistics through his various and some say unsavory business. You might ask, Raymond Chronic developed this interest in ways of speaking which bypassed normal linguistic channels, having noticed, like so many of us, like I'm noticing right now, that when you try to say what you mean and mean what you say, you often can't because you're tongue maybe doesn't connect with your brain, or more importantly, your tongue doesn't connect with your soul. It's very difficult to speak. Maybe if you speak more than one language, you notice that you get caught sometimes between languages. Mm-hmm. That's the place that Raymond Chronic wanted to be all the time, because that's the place where the body comes through. And that's what he did, and what Douglas and myself continue to do is try and help people, regular people, and celebrities, to find that place between languages, to find a place where their body can say what they really mean.